Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Good morning, Affinity 24. Guys, welcome to Open Mic Friday. I know every day is an open mic policy, but especially on Fridays, we want to know what you've done throughout the week, what's going on in your market, meetings that you've got that are taking place. You know, we want to make sure that you guys are coming on an open forum and letting everybody know so we can get those posted up. Got a great call lined up for you today. We've got Mr. Rick Lindsay standing by that's going to give us some updates about what's taking place with systems and procedures at a corporate office. Also, of course, our global master distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamaba, standing by in the queue. So, guys, if you do want to come on the show today and you're dialing in or you're clicking the link, our dial-in is 646-716-8438 and press 1. Go ahead and press 1 early in the show, and that way it lines you up in the queue. So anybody that's interested in coming on, press 1. We'd love to hear from you. First thing I want to do is I want to take it to our global master distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamaba, who's standing by out there in sunny California. So good morning, Jeff. Got you live on Blog Talk.
All right. Thank you, sir, Mr. Resides, and welcome everybody to another edition of Blog Talk. So it's Friday morning. And we had a great week this week at Affinity 24 corporate office. And, you know, like I say, you know, every single day because of people like Mr. Rick Lindsay and Mr. Mike Medina, you know, our company is getting better. We're taking the necessary steps to put all systems in place so we can take our company to what our vision is, which is to become the next billion-dollar story in this industry. Of course, you know, I want to be very grateful to our leadership, Mr. Nick Logan, Mr. Garrett Logan. These guys are visionaries. These guys are really putting their money where their mouth is and really putting together the right team, you know, all across the country. So, you know, we have, of course, our EVP of sales, Mr. Bill Resides. And, you know, when you have the right team in place, guys, now it's just a matter of everybody buying into the system. And, you know, what I want to open with today is really how we have a balanced program, you know, with Affinity 24. You know, without a doubt, I don't think anybody on this call, because of what is happening with EMV, could doubt the fact that people need to become compliant. So understand, that is the foundation of Affinity 24. The foundation of Affinity 24 is to help solve the problem that everybody out there is facing who owns a business. They have to become compliant. And if you look, I've been in sales, guys, for over 35 years, and you have to understand the ABCs of sales. The ABCs of sales is to identify who needs what you have. Correct? Now, understand, a big problem in sales is to have that door opener. And we always talk about that door opener being building that rapport. You know, what makes us different? I always used to train on this, whether it be in health club sales, whether it be in nutritional supplements, coffee, it really made no difference. I used to teach what makes it different is me. Because I always use this analogy. Do you think Michael Jordan is attached to Nike? Or do you think he's attached to the $85 million Nike pays him? Understand something. If Nike fired Michael tomorrow and Reebok came a-calling and they paid him $85 million the next day, I guarantee you Michael would be wearing Reebok. So what makes the product is what? The endorser of the product. We know people want tennis shoes. Why do they pay $85 million for Michael Jordan to wear them? Because he's an attraction. It's the same thing in network marketing. The attraction is you. And we talk about building that rapport, right? And there's no doubt about that. But here's the thing. We know we have the best door opener that anybody else could have. These businesses must change. It's an easy conversation. So if you take really the system that we have, think of the system. Okay, sometimes I say don't think. I want you to think. Think about our system. People you know, okay, that own a business. And you're talking about helping them do something they're going to have to do. Do you think it's the most simple conversation you'll ever have? They have to hear you. So this is why when people start to question or start to want to change the system, there's no changing warm market. Okay, I was talking, we did a statement training here, and I think Mr. Rick Lindsay said something about Mike Medina. He said, Mike, do you ever like to cold call? Mike said, not if I can help it. Not if I can help it. Why would you ever want a cold call if you can live in your warm market? Well, see, that's the first thing. We have a conversation that everybody can start, okay? So now, let's go now and really think about this. We have to stay balanced. We all know that we have merchant processing to offer people, right? We all know we have the EMV terminals and tablets to help them become compliant. Now, we all know we have a core donate program, right? And we know coming soon we have a loyalty rewards program. But make no mistake, the foundation of our company is merchant processing. The foundation of our company is EMV. Let me share with you the quickest way to put money in your pocket, okay? And you got to remember, we have a vested interest in your success. The day you buy into what we're telling you, the road to success will be a lot easier. But there will always be those people out there that question everything is being told to them. That's okay. That's your journey. But I owe it to you to tell you the secret to success. Here's the secret to success. You've got to stay balanced, right? Because if we're going to go out there and get a large share of market penetration, we need agents. Uh-oh, here he goes again. He needs agents. We need agents. You know, there's people that were here, okay, that have been involved, have not still sponsored one agent. Who's going to have better market penetration? Somebody who has 100 agents or just off their efforts? And I'm just sharing with you, you could live wherever you want to live. But I want to make sure that when we're out there, okay, if you're doing something different than what the company is doing, do it for yourself. Just don't teach it. Don't teach something that you know without a doubt is not going to get people where they want to go. That's the biggest problem in our industry. Okay, because understand there's a lot of people that are looking for the life raft, and they'll jump on any life raft thinking that's the answer. The answer is real simple. You want the answer? Follow the program. Follow the system. Affinity 24 was born because there is a problem, and that's EMV. That's where we're going to live. And it's an easy decision. Why? I'm talking to a business owner. Is Core Donate a great program? Absolutely. I will wave the Core Donate flag wherever I go. Absolutely. But do you know how we're getting the most market penetration within Core Donate? Let me guess. Warm market. I will never teach anybody, I'm going to say this really strongly, I will never teach any one of my people in this business, in Affinity 24, when I do a meeting, to cold call Core Donate. I will never do that. Why? I know I would be setting somebody up for failure. Because what comes with Core Donate? A board. What comes with a board? Multiple decisions. What comes with multiple decisions? No decision. That's what comes with multiple decisions. We had the CEO of a major nonprofit here. The CEO. And you know what he said? We're in, but I still have to go to my board. Still had to get the decision from the board. Does it mean you don't market Core Donate? Absolutely not. You just don't bank on it. Because it takes a long time for that to harvest. And if you're banking on one big deal, I will tell you right now, you will have a short lifespan in this industry. Why? Because the big deal takes time. You know how you get the big deal? Get the small deals. The small deals always lead you to the big deal. When you network through agents, when you network through your merchants, you will be led organically into Core Donate. But if I'm out there and I'm looking to land the one deal that's going to be doing $1 billion in sales for me, and I start taking my calculator and I'm banking on that, that may take 4 to 5 years to even come true. Meanwhile, I could have put another 500 people in the system. That's all we're saying, balanced. Keep your business balanced. And that is the key. And the people that are doing that, and you're going to hear from some of them today, okay, and listen to some of the stories today of how we got into someone's warm market and how they made the change. So I wanted just to make sure, guys, that that message is being sent. We have a lot of different things, and guess what? A lot more coming. Do you know this company is working on new products every day? But my suggestion is, listen, we need to build the base first. The hardest thing to do in any new company, whether you're a startup or whether you're a new distributor entering into the company, is to build that base. Every base in this industry was built because of a good product. They didn't come to the market with 500 products. You build the base on what? The product you know is going to go out there and create the most amount of people. That's what EMV can do for us. But you know there's people out there saying, I'm not going to go do EMV. The very basis of what our company's founded on, okay, is not something that they're doing. So understand, just don't teach it is what we're saying, because we know the basics of our program and our system works. Because now we have some testimonials. Can't say it doesn't work anymore, because guess what? People are getting statements and they're turning into new merchants. People are bringing on new agents who are doing exactly what we say. What's that? Make your list. And let's work your list. Let's get your agents on these webinars. And let's get your merchant statements to see if we can go out there and convert them. That's working. So now that message is being sent. So, guys, we're one team. One team. We're one team within Affinity 24. And this unique group of people right now that we have is something that we have to bond together, because this is going to set the foundation of Affinity 24. You have one shot to launch a new company. And do you know most companies are brand new companies for the first 5 years? First 5 years, you're a brand new company. So can you imagine where we are, being a company that's what? Maybe what, 2 months, 3 months old? So we have to understand what the responsibility is when we're taking this journey. And we will police it, because this is something we are going to protect, because this company is going to create wealth. But sometimes you have to protect the wealth you're creating. So understand, our intention is to go out there and look to leadership, because we're putting together the roadshow, and we're going to be coming to a lot of different cities, and we're going to share with people exactly what to do, and we're going to work with the people that do it. Real simple message. So I appreciate everything everybody is doing out there. Okay, obviously, we're going to stay on, hear these testimonials. But once again, guys, let's get the testimonials down. Edification, your system, tell us your testimonial. Okay, tell us what's going on out there with what's happening. And the other thing is, guys, listen, on these calls, it is not a platform, okay, to market other people's stuff. This is a platform to market Affinity 24. Okay, and whatever you're doing outside of the system, great, but remember, we don't teach it. We teach what we teach here that we know works. So with that, I know there's lots of callers that are lining up. So, Mr. Resides, if we could go to the first caller, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Area code 661, ending in 9669. I've got you live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, fantastic. This is Chris Chalmers calling out of sunny Southern California. And, man, thank you guys so much for allowing me the time to say something today. First, you know, I got to thank Mr. Bill Resides and Mr. Jeff Giamalva for doing this phone call. Our leadership, you know, Mr. Garrett and Mr. Nick Logan, the Mr. Logan brothers, as I like to call them, and, you know, Mr. Medina and Mr. Lindsay and our amazing support team, Kevin and Noreen, just working away like crazy people in there. So thank you so much to all of you for putting this opportunity together for us. And, you know, really my testimonial today is about the system. So I think it's perfect, Mr. Giamalva, that's kind of what you're talking about. I want to speak to something specifically that just happened within the last week. One of my agents on my team called up his cousin, who incidentally lives 15 minutes away from our training center. And this guy's owned a pizza restaurant for the last 20 years in the same location. And here's what he told me. He goes, I get 5 to 10 phone calls per day of people trying to sell me merchant services. And I tell them, lose my phone number and don't call me again. And I think that's important to understand. This is every day. And how did someone actually reach him? It was his cousin who is on my team who called him and said, hey, I want you to look at this business opportunity with me. You've got a lot of credibility, and I think it's important that you see what we're about to do. So the guy comes to a meeting, and long story short, he signed up as an agent last night and is moving over his merchant services to Affinity 24, and he goes, I do have the credibility you're talking about. At the minimum, I can put 10 agents in or 10 merchants in right away. All because of the warm market and that this team member really did just follow the system. He called people he knew, said, I got something you need to see. And because of the warm market and the connection there, Affinity 24 is going to get not one, but multiple merchant accounts because of this.
Hey, Chris, you know, first of all, you know, I think that testimonial, it sends a lot of messages out there. First of all, I want to make sure, you know, Chris Chalmers has served our country. He was in the Air Force. I want to thank you for your service because without people like you fighting for our country and the freedom that we all have and sometimes take for granted, okay, we wouldn't have Affinity 24. But I want to thank you personally for your service. And I know I'm working very closely with Chris. But, guys, listen, this guy has been inundated with people calling him to get their merchant service account. Okay, listen, the guy led with an agent. Come see the meeting. Come see the meeting. And then from there, he goes, wait a minute. These people can't compete with me because I'm going to be able to earn off my own swipes. See, we hear about Costco sending out millions of flyers that they're offering merchant services. First Data, okay, has their sales team. Show me a company that can pay them to off their swipes. Show me a company where you could change your merchant services and earn off your own swipes. So the guy said, wait a minute, you're telling me I could switch, you're cheaper. Now that I'm an agent, I'm going to lead you to other people. And there's some people that won't even mention the opportunity attached to the merchant services. That's the very reason, that's the very thing that separates us from everybody else. We have an opportunity attached to our program. And that guy was in the meeting last night, and he was singing the praises.
Absolutely. Can I interject one more thing about that, sir?
Sure.
Yeah, so you know, one of the things he said was, well, what's the lowest rate you guys can give me? This is in the very beginning. And I looked at him and I said, I can't tell you because we base how we set the merchants up based on their actual situation with Kevin and Noreen, our amazing support team. But I said, even if we match what you're doing now, does it matter? Because you're going to get paid on what you do. Now, we are going to beat it because we figured out his merchant, he's at 4.75%. But even if we could match that, he gets paid on it. So it was a no-brainer for him, and that's exactly what he said.
I think we should raise his rates because he's going to make more money off himself. That's what I think. Let's raise it to 10%. Okay, but anyway, Chris, that's a great story, and that is a perfect example of someone who went into their warm market, made their list, the guy came, and now we have not only an agent but also a merchant, and I promise you that guy will have 10 new merchants, okay, at the end of this month because of his credibility and his contact base. Appreciate you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, next we've got area code 813 ending in 1247. I think that's Mr. Gary Elvis Britt. Gary, I've got you live on Blog Talk, sir. Okay, we lost Gary. Hold on 1 second. Let's try it again. Okay, Gary, got you live on Blog Talk. Mr. Gary Britt.
Yeah, I thought you said Garrett. My bad. Hey, guys. Just want to chime in with what Chris and Jeff are talking about. There's a system to this, guys. And we were talking about it last night on our conference call. If you do something that is not reproducible, if you do something that is not duplicatable, then you're outside the box. Don't go outside the box, guys. Do what has been proven to work. All right, your warm market is your absolute best market. And, you know, every time we go out into the public, we create warm market. Don't be so afraid of let's say you've got a list and you put 50 names down, and let's say that you've contacted all of them, and maybe your approach is not as good as it's going to get, and let's say that you got 10 of those 50. Okay, here's the thing. Those 10 that you've got from your warm market, they are going to create 50 to 100 more warm markets. Here's the thing. You've got to build with what you have. Build with what you get every day. Keep yourself out into the market, and every person that you come across is a prime suspect. They either have a business or they know someone that has a business, and the EMV situation is our baby. We have got something that solves the problem. We've got something that creates income for the person. So here's what I want to tell you. What we did last week in San Antonio is just indicative of what we can do all across this country. We talk to friends that we've known for a long time, and we tell them exactly this. We tell them that we have gotten involved with something that is changing people's lives, and I've got to get it in front of you. Don't go into great big detail. They start asking questions on the phone. They've got distractions. The kids are out in the street. The wife is out, you know, doing something with her friends. You know, everybody out there has got distractions. Do not try and explain this business in 5 minutes over the telephone. When somebody says, well, I got 5 minutes, go. Yeah, you know what I tell them? I say, look, this thing is a lot more in-depth than 5 minutes. I need to call you when we got maybe 10 or 15, and I can come over and see you. Don't sell short this opportunity. If somebody says, well, I don't have the time right now, say, I tell you what, I'll call you when you do have time. I'm real busy right now. I've got to make some more calls. I'll call you back. Do not get caught in, don't paint yourself into the corner to where you have to short sell what we have. This thing is absolutely the biggest thing going in this country right now. And I'm just going to tell you, your warm market, write your list, contact your friends. And when you get one new friend that looks at this business, you help them write their list, you will have a unending list of warm market. That's all I want to say, Bill.
Oh, hey, Gary, do you have a testimonial to share, or just do you have a testimonial to share with us?
Yes, I do. The testimonial was we went into the friend of my rep, Robert Powell. We went into his house. We chatted for about 15 minutes, and then we showed him the Core Donate, and he signed up immediately. And this is what you were talking about earlier. Don't go to a church or a ministry that has boards. You know, I mean, go into the one where they can make the decision right now. Same thing with the business. And the other testimonial is we've got a meeting starting on Thursday nights over in Houston. And the reason is because guys, excuse me, not Houston, Atlanta, because we've got people out there that need what we've got. So our testimonials are growing every day, and I just wanted to pass that on.
Wait. Where is the meeting at? Atlanta, did you say?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Denny's at I-85 and Jimmy Carter Boulevard. It starts at 7 p.m., and my good friends Eric Reckway and Brad Koch are doing that opportunity session.
All right, so it looks like we have another ab meeting that's starting. Okay, so I know the systems are in place. Gary mentioned systems. I know he's identifying the leadership, which is awesome. So who else do we have next caller?
We've got Mr. Steve Cobb from South Georgia dialing in. Hold on 1 second, we get unmuted. Hey, Steve, I've got you live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Mr. Bill Resides, man. I tell you, it's good to talk to you all this morning. I just kind of wanted to touch base. I know, a lot of conversation talking about the warm market. Yesterday, Mr. Eric Stinnett came down and assisted me some. We went over to Albany, Georgia, and we had an absolute awesome day. Of course, I made some appointments and what have you, and we did get a chance to visit with some people that are, you know, warm market. But we made an exciting discovery to me. I got on the internet and I pulled up some of the major churches in our area where I absolutely knew no one, and called and got a hold of the administrators and discussed very briefly the core donate problem and that position, you know, the opportunity there, and that I'd like to meet with them. And we instantly got audiences with three of the major churches here in Albany. One of them, many of you might be familiar with, is Sherwood Baptist Church, that did the movies, the Facing the Giants and Courageous. And we were able to walk in and present Core Donate, and the teamwork was what was so amazing to me, is that I had called and made the appointment, and we walked in and we sat down, and I introduced Eric to them and said, you know, that I would be the new rep in the area, but I introduced him as being the authority. And he did the presentations, and we walked away really excited. They do have boards that they're meeting with, but they immediately arranged to meet with those boards this Sunday. So it was like there was no time lost. These people were excited about our ministry opportunity, the opportunity for their ministry to increase their donations, and basically just move on to this new format. And it was very, very encouraging. So I kind of just wanted to put a shout out to Eric, say thank you for the help that you extended yesterday. And we're excited. And this morning I was back emailing additional information to them to provide them for their presentation Sunday. And I've got an invite to come back and speak with one of them already. Like I say, I'm just excited. So I just want to say, guys, thank you all for all the help and for the wonderful opportunity that Affinity is extending us. So I guess that's about it.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for coming on this morning. I know you sound like you guys are excited down there. Jeff, we've got Mr. Rick Lindsay in the queue. I want to go ahead and queue him up real quick. I know he's got some announcements on what's going on with systems and procedures out in corporate. So good morning, Rick. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, some good stuff going on. I wanted to kind of just follow up with some stuff a little bit. But, it's like our responsibility. When you bring somebody in like Steve and Chris and everybody else, Gary Elvis has brought a lot of people on board. You know, it's our responsibility to help them become successful, and we take that very, very seriously. So the secret, just want to reiterate, the secret sauce in the field, because Mike and I have sold a boatload of credit card processing. Garrett has sold an immense amount of accounts. Nick has sold an immense amount of accounts. But you can only go so long on your own personal production. And believe me, a lot of us, we look around the room, some of us got a little bit of gray hair, and you get a little tired of always personally producing. That's why the secret sauce comes in two flavors. The first flavor is, I don't have to personally produce all my life. If I will build an agency, I'll build a massive Affinity 24 agency. But the other part of the secret sauce is, we've solved the illness of the salesperson. the illness they have is what we call the successful salesman syndrome, where if you're not a super salesperson, you're not really going to make a whole lot of money selling a product out on the streets. But you can overcome that. You don't need to do that if you're recruiting and living in that warm market. You know, like Steve. With Steve, if I'm recruiting Steve, and I know Eric and I had a great talk about this last night, and Eric gets this, that now to help Steve, because Eric can go with Steve and he can do appointments and he can make sales, but there's a point where that warm market runs out. So how does he keep Steve busy without Steve having to be a super salesman? It's to keep recruiting for Steve, because I know they were on a couple recruiting appointments yesterday. They're looking at bringing in a guy that owns a salon, and he has like 12 stylists. And so I know they're out there talking about the recruiting aspect of the business, because that opens that market for Steve. So now Steve has somewhere to go. And if Steve's recruiting, Steve will create places for his team to go. And that's that secret sauce that keeps you from having to be a super salesperson, where now you can just be good. You can do relationship selling. You can build friends, and you can always have a great place to go. Chris Chalmers is a perfect example with what his testimonial of the business owner who will not talk to 20 merchant reps a week, but he talked to the guy that talked to him about a business, because everybody wants to make extra income. So I just wanted to reiterate that to be successful, you need endless referrals. And the best way to get endless referrals is to recruit people. And the more people you recruit, the more people writing business, the less you have to write yourself. So you can have that freedom lifestyle that everybody desires. I know, you know, a lot of spouses out there want you to be home more down the road. Go work hard for 5 years, but if you want to keep that coming in and keep that growing, you got to have recruits. You got to have recruiting going. So your agency, you know, he or she who has the biggest team ultimately wins in any business. So I don't care what the business is. The biggest team, the biggest sales force is always the one who does the most production, you know. So we've got some great things. We're supporting that. That's what our vision is. This week at Home Office, we put out an email. Mrs. Giamava put out the email, the contacts for Home Office. So we really, really need you guys out in the field and the leadership. We need to pass this down. There's a contact sheet contacting Affinity 24 Home Office in the business office on Apogee. And it tells you what to send to particular emails. And this is critical going forward. We're changing our software platform this week, and we're adding people into our support department. But if for the things that are for statements, if you send in any type of statement, it must go to statements@affinity24.com. If you send it to support@affinity24.com, it will delay the process going forward, because it's going to drop into a different bucket, into a different task list, to a different person. If it's a merchant app, with your merchant cover sheet, you've written a new application, it must go to merchantapp@affinity24.com. If it goes to support, there again, it'll go in a different bucket. And we're dividing out the tasks so we can get to them faster and we can knock things out faster, and you can get a better response time back out so you can get back to your businesses quicker. You can make those sales, recruit those people, and get things moving forward. So follow that list of what you're sending in. So look at it before you send it in. The other thing we're programming into your Apogee back office on your dashboard page, and we'll highlight this and get this out, but over on the right-hand corner, there's a help button. That's being programmed today to where when you need help with something, you can go there, put in what you need help with, it will funnel in, and then our system will identify it. Ultimately, there'll be drop-downs in the next several days in there for the topics, but you'll need to put your topic in there, and then we can funnel it into the right bucket. So right from your back office, you go into help, you put in your question or whatever you're needing based on the topic, and it'll go into the right bucket that we need for the task for the person assigned to that particular setup. So our software is going to really save a lot of time, a lot of effort. It's going to help you guys out in the field a lot, but we just have to follow the system going forward. So remember, it's critical to leadership that you get out to your team and you make sure your team understands what they're sending into Home Office and where they have to send it so they get an accurate response. If there's something not right, We have everyone being reviewed up front by different people coming in through those buckets, and we'll get back to you and tell you, hey, we're missing this, so we can't move forward until we get this. So you'll know much faster. When your merchant app comes in, it'll be turned around much faster. Pretty soon you'll be seeing all of your merchants. Once they're approved, you're going to start seeing them in Apigee. And then so when you're in your back office, you'll be able to click on your merchants, and it'll give you a whole list of your merchants. It'll tell you by month what their volume was, what their the profit on that was, what your commission was, and we'll keep the history in there for you. So we're almost there with that. The program is being done. We spent 3 hours with them yesterday getting that right. So we're moving forward there. The other thing is that we're adding support into our sales support department, our rep support department, which is awesome. That's a testimonial to you guys that you're out there building a business, creating more work for us so we can create better systems for you so we can get things back in order. And follow that system. We're making it better for everybody, and we just want to make sure that the leadership out there knows to get the word out. Now, one thing that's ultimately going to happen from this, we're looking at, Mike and I were talking in our training last night, we don't want to build a bunch of individual sales reps for Affinity 24. We want to build a massive amount of agent offices, diamond training centers that are part of Affinity 24. So how do we build these massive diamond training centers that's to help you become a diamond and give you the access so your team will flow through you into home office? So part of our vision of this as we move forward is that as you're moving through the system, once you hit certain ranks higher up, your team's bigger, you're going to get us, you'll be brought in, and we'll talk to you about your seat in our system so you can see everything that's happening in sales support for your team. So you'll have access to that online no matter where you are in the country, using your tablet or using your computer. So we're building that system now. We're on track with it. Today's the day we're starting programming on that. So moving forward, we're going to be able to create that access that you need to run your business, to run your Diamond Training Center, and build Affinity 24 in a massive way out there in the field. So we are pumped about that. I think Jeff might be – Jeff, are you going to announce our June?
I think we'll wait till Monday to firm up some stuff.
Okay. So Monday there will be a big announcement about June, and you can look forward to that. We are pumped up and excited about that. So just want to make sure everybody understands leadership. Go in there. You're going to see a lot of changes happening in the business office, especially in the documents section where we store everything. We're going to start purging some stuff, redoing some stuff, dating stuff, putting a master list together in there. So you're going to start seeing Apigee working, which is our back office software. You're going to start seeing that working a whole lot better for you over the next few weeks. I'm going to turn that back over to you, Bill.
Hey, Rick, thank you so much again for what you guys are doing and all the support, everything that Home Office is doing for us to put together the systems that our people need. So I really appreciate it. Well, Mr. Giovanni,
yeah, we need business offices out there. Go build an office.
Hey, Mr. Giovanni, bringing it back to you. We have nobody else in the queue at the moment.
All right. So, you hear from Mr. Lindsay talking about all the things. Guys, these guys are working day and night. And, you know, I my office is right next to them, and there's not a time where they're not on a conference call trying to make our company better. So, you know, I salute them every single day, and I just want to make sure everybody knows the importance of supporting the systems right now. And obviously we understand not everything is always perfect, but we always got to make sure that we are marketing what we have to offer to everybody out there. Now, when I say marketing, guys, understand there's a lot of things that always go wrong in a business. And in a business, you never want to share anything downline or crossline. If there's something that you have a concern about, it goes upline. It goes right to the person that you know, without a doubt, okay, is on the same mindset as you. because we want to get better. We will never, ever try to say we know everything. So we know there's good ideas out there. But if you have an idea, listen, get with your upline, let your upline share it with them so we can go out there. Hey, I got feedback, guys, so someone's got to put me on mute. When you go out there, guys, understand we have to make sure that we are always putting our best foot forward. Now, having said that, okay, and I know this is a broken record, but unless you see improvement, okay, you have to keep addressing it. Listen, I keep saying the same thing on these calls. If someone comes in on the queue, if there's a guest on the call, the guest wants to know a little bit about you. Okay, so once again, my name is Jeff Giamalva. Okay, I'm a former VP of a Fortune 500 company. I've been with Affinity 24 for 90 days. I'm very excited. Okay, what I have seen is an unbelievable system that I'm following, and I know I'm involved with the right leadership. And then I go into my testimonial. It's still unbelievable to me that we can't at least do that. People have to understand, first of all, how about this? Where you're from. Where you're from. What your background is. I'm talking about 5 seconds. How long you've been involved. Some of the results you're getting. We do not need people getting on these calls and just repeating what somebody else said. We need the testimonials is what we need. Okay, the testimonial like Chris Chalmers came on and shared. That was a testimonial of a result. Not just repeating that the system works, that works, this works, and follow this. That's not the purpose of the call. Okay, we have to tighten this up because we're going to be announcing Blog Talk, okay, and we want to make sure we get people. I'm telling people to put their guests on these calls. So it just can't be people repeating what other people say. So this is the part, guys, we have to tighten up. It's called a testimonial, okay? And I did that training. Somebody said to me, well, we need to do a training. I did that training. That training is on there, and I wouldn't be so adamant about it if it wasn't so important. I'm telling you, when I listen to testimonials, I look to relate to the person that's speaking. And if they tell me a little bit about themselves, right, I served our country. Okay, and if another veteran's on the call, okay, that relates. Oh, my gosh, they got veterans. I'm from the South. Let me tell you where I'm from. Here is my background. And I'm not talking about going on and on. It's just it's 5 seconds. Who you are, where you're from, what your background is, how long you've been involved with Affinity 24, Edify system, Edify the leadership, and then go into your into your testimonial, not a training. That's not the purpose of the call. So we have to tighten that up, okay? And I hope you guys are open to growing and getting a little bit better every single day. And that's one of the things that I want to make sure people work on. So along with that, guys, you know, going back to what we talked about, since we're filling another 20 minutes here, okay, is, you know, a big part of the business, as I said earlier, is the balanced program. Okay, and keeping your business, what I would do if I am somebody that's out there every single day is knowing what I have in my bag of tricks. And based on the person I'm talking to, okay, I'm going to always share with people the opportunity. And I go back to what Mr. Lindsay said. Show me a person that's not looking for ways to make more money. Do you know what people want, guys? People want to know they're involved with the right people and that there's a system and someone's going to help them. Can I tell you why? The number one reason why people stay stuck is confidence. They don't have the confidence. All people know is what they know. Would you not agree with that? And now our job is to get them to know something they don't know. And what I want to share with them is what you know applies over here. So you can't say you didn't know. See, that's like a riddle, isn't it, everybody? People know whatever they know they could apply here. So it's not the fear of what? Change. We got to eliminate the fear of change.
That's whether or not you're going to talk to people about Core Donate. People don't want to change. So we have to make sure our program meshes with what they already have. It's the same thing with merchant services. People don't want to change. A lot of people rather pay more, at least they understand that it works. So we have to do the same thing when we're talking to people about an opportunity. I know without a doubt the number one fear for people is change. But if I'm talking to somebody and I'm sharing with them the type of people that are involved, the leadership, the system, and how we're solving this problem, you got to get people to see what we have. And what we have is an unbelievable opportunity. And a lot of you guys have seen me do this type of training. The opportunity for people to own their own business. That's the American dream, okay? And if we could show people how they could own their own business without traditional overhead, that is a draw. So when you're doing your ab meetings, these are things you have to pull out because you're relating to the audience. Let me tell you what else your audience wants. They want immediate income. They don't want to stick around for 10 years to make an extra $2,000 a month. They want to know they can start making money right away. People have immediate needs. People are out there. Do you know one of the industries that is growing so much for people to make immediate income? You know what it is? Becoming an Uber driver. You know Uber? Uber now is employing more people spare time, part time than any other company. So somebody could work all day and then they could then become an Uber driver to make an extra. You want to know how much? To make an extra $300 to $500 a month. You have to know this. If you know the answers to the test, it's really difficult to fail the test. Well, here's the answer to the test. People need money. And they're driving cars after working 12 hours. And we're wondering if we have an opportunity. Are you kidding? I could go out there and help someone become compliant and make what they would make driving a car for 8 hours. So you have to know that people are looking for immediate income. They need to cover that cell phone bill. They need to offset that car payment, right? They need, you know how many people now, here's another industry, are opening their homes and they're leasing bedrooms so they can make an extra $500 to $700 a month? Because they'll lease a room in their house because the kids grew up, the kids moved out. And we're thinking to ourselves, wait a minute, am I embarrassed to share with somebody how they can make an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month? That's the opportunity. People need immediate income. We got to get into conversations with people. Okay, when you look at the industry of merchant services, we know we have the opportunity for everybody. Everybody knows a business owner, but everybody also knows people who are looking for ways to make more money. And then when you look at the residual piece, that's long-term vision. That's what I throw out when I go out there and I do my ab meetings. I always talk about residual income. You know why? It hits people between the eyes. That's why. Okay, one of the questions I will always ask when I do a meeting, you want to know the question? Here's the question. If you lost your day job tomorrow, how long could you keep your same standard of living? You know what most people are saying to themselves? A week, a month, maybe a year. So I want to share with them that that's where they are. Understand the purpose of it. You've got to get people to see and accept where they are. And once people see and accept where they are, they then hopefully realize they have to change. And here you are, representing that change. And then you represent the change and they start to see the leadership and the system and the need for our product. That's what prompts people to make a decision to get involved. But you got to get people to want it. Well, this is how you get people to want it. You got to get people to see what we offer. We offer more, okay, than just merchant services. What separates us from everybody else is you can make money with us. And then you have the system. This is why I say, do we have to have every person come on and talk about the system? Yes. Yes. Why? Because it works. We need to everybody needs to validate the system. Why? Because if I have a guest sitting in the audience and you got five testimonials coming across the stage and you're relating to these people and everybody is validating the system, guess what they're thinking? Wow, the system must work. Can you imagine owning a McDonald's franchise and every franchise owner runs it differently? No, I'm going to put mushrooms on our burgers. Yeah, we're not going to fry them. Okay, we're going to barbecue our burgers. Let's add tater tots. Let's not use these french fries. We're going to use tater tots out here in Texas. No, it's one system. And when they go to McDonald's school after spending $1 million, they teach them exactly how long to dip the fries in the grease. They teach them exactly when to go out there and check the bathrooms. They have a system. Well, no one questions McDonald's system. Can you imagine someone coming out and going, okay, and writing a long email to McDonald's and saying, we have to change this? No, you can't tell them because they know it works. Well, you got to understand something. This is a new company, but the systems that we have put into play are not in question because they've been around for 60 years. What I'm telling you is not from Jeff and Lisa Giamalva. It's from our experience in the industry that's been around for 60 years. The same systems that built Amway, that built Herbalife, that built Mary Kay, that built Avon, these are the same principles. Well, you can't apply those principles to merchant services. You want to bet? Merchant service is just the product. Getting people to want what we have has been around since the day of time. Right? It's like Adam and Eve, when Eve showed Adam what he wants. Right? It's the Adam and Eve story. Temptation. You got to get people to see what you have. And this is how you duplicate. You duplicate through a system. And this is why, what time is it, okay? This is why I know without a doubt we are going to become, okay, the talk of the industry. That's my goal. That's what drives me every day. I want to be the talk of the network marketing industry. Okay, and make no mistake, guys, you're involved in network marketing. Yes, you are. That's what we do. Okay, and like Mr. Lindsay said, we are what? We're recruiters. We need to recruit people to want what we have. But here's the other thing. We have an unbelievable product that everybody needs. It's just a matter of who they're going to change with. So, with saying all that, guys, understand what we have coming up this week. Tomorrow, if you're in California, we have our training. Today at noon, though, we have an executive training, an AB meeting in the boardroom. If you are in Southern California, tomorrow from 10 to 1, we have our AB meeting and Fast Start training. And then, of course, Sunday night, we have our business webinar at 6 o'clock. Business webinar, Sunday, 6 o'clock Pacific time. And, of course, we have our distributor training webinar Monday morning at 8. So those are upcoming events. One of the things I keep getting questioned on is this, and the answer is yes. We are just looking to make sure we could broadcast it the right way. Our breakout sessions, like statement reading, core donate, yes, our intention is to have them through a webinar form where you'll be able to log in live and watch the training. And then, if you can't, have it archived and in the back office. But remember, we wanted to take this first run to perfect it and tighten it up. Okay, so the first core donate meeting went 3 hours. Okay, so we're going to tighten it up, so now we only have an hour and a half to 2 hours. Understand, we know what the field needs. We want to get it to you as fast as possible. So that is our intention. Okay, we're working with a couple of companies to stream this the proper way, so that is something that we are working on. But with that, Mr. Resides, we got 6 minutes left, and you know, I'm the firm believer. If there's nothing else to say, then let's have a great weekend and let's promote the business and get some more merchants out there.
Well, let's let Mr. Garrett Logan have the last word. I know he's in the queue real quick, Jeff, so I'm going to bring him out real quick. Hey, Mr. Logan, I got you live on Blog Talk.
Yes, good morning. Hey, I think some great stuff is on this call, like I always said, and I love chiming in at the end and, you know, before the weekend, and really some great things happening. Yesterday, I came back over to the office, and our staff was there. I mean, we don't have to sit there and toot our horns, but, you know, they were there till at least 9 o'clock bumping statements and going through, you know, the training of this. You know, this is something that in all the years that I've done this, I've never seen the dedication internally as well as, you know, the field really starting to realize, like Jeff was saying, if people will drive vehicles for an extra $300, $500 a month, you know, I sat there with Jeff and we kind of chuckled at something yesterday, and Rick and Mike were there, of an account that, you know, has been on the books for, you know, 15 years. And we you know, kind of calculated out throughout the years, to, you know, 15 years, how much that account actually brought in. And, again, I am going to tell you, I'm not going to go through numbers, but just, you know, do the math. It's much more on a monthly basis than what Jeff was saying. But I want to say this in a very positive way and not come off negative. And I'm supporting Jeff and our group 110% because I know the efforts that we're putting out. And I know that the intention sometimes behind emails and – you know, gossip is hopefully not trying to destroy or just be destructive. I think it might be constructive criticism, but sometimes it leaks out to the wrong guest and it gets back to us. And, you know, I just want to make it very clear. We are killing ourselves working at this. And if somebody wants to challenge what we've done for 25 years, I would give a like the Pepsi challenge. I'd have them spend the money, get on a plane and sit with me and tell me how, after not ever selling a merchant account, that they can determine that there's no, you know, that they should not be selling merchant accounts, should be looking at the other product. You know, we have three different products, if, you know, or multiple products at this point. You know, obviously pick the one that is best suited for you. Your sales pitch is going to be totally different than, you know, the sales pitch of somebody else. And if something excites you, go for the excitement, but please don't be out there shooting out emails that say that, you know, I need something to prove the theory of it, if a merchant account and the merchant processing works, guys. You know, I mean, thank the Lord, I've been, you know, and my brother and that have built these companies, and Rick and Mike that have fed their families for all these years on this. It's been a very lucrative business, and it's such a unbelievable. I go every night, can't sleep, and I look at this opportunity of this EMV. I mean, people like are the major companies out there, the First Datas of the world, the, you know, TSIS, the Wells Fargo Bank, all the banks. They have no concept how to address this in masses. We are on. I don't like looking at saying opportunity. To me, opportunity sounds like some funk and some scam. We're on top of something that's already proven, and everybody needs it. Hello? I mean, let's, you know, just please, you know, understand that we are here 100% every single day trying to train, you know, perfecting what we're doing, not going to put stuff out into the field until it's perfected. So my point is, if there's anything that is of question at all, please, send it to us, send it to Rick, send it to Mike. Let us scrub it. Let us address it. And if we're off, we're off. I will tell you 1,000%, I'm not 100% perfect. Come look at my office. Anybody been to my office? I'm not perfect. But, you know, if somebody wants to know where a receipt for McDonald's with the extra restrooms and the tater tots is, it's sitting on my desk. So, you know, bottom line is, guys, let's give it to all each other a break, you know, as far as if there's any criticism, and I'm saying this in a positive way. Please don't take it in a negative way, but I will defend my company and our employees, because it'd be one thing if they're out golfing, but it'd be another thing if, you know, doing what they're doing. So anyway, have a great weekend. I know we're out of time. God bless all you guys. If there's any questions, please send, you know, an email through the proper channels, and it will be addressed properly, and we will make sure that there's no question on any issues. All right? Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Everybody have a great weekend. Tune in to the webinars. See you Monday.